developing empathy. Another step you can take to avoid navel-gazing is to make a concentrated effort to develop a sense of empathy for others. Empathy is the capacity to understand and relate to how another person may feel in a given situation. If anything, it's the opposite of judging, where you assess another person's actions or circumstances according to your point of view. Here are some ways in which you can further develop your empathy. Listen. You may not always understand where another person is coming from. Even the most creative and open-minded of people can fail to grasp an individual's unique circumstances. Consequently, the only way you can understand where someone else is coming from is by listening to them. However, listening in this sense is not merely listening to the words a person says, but listening for the underlying needs that the person may be expressing, even while failing to articulate this. Validate. Particularly in times where people seem far apart in their political and social beliefs, it's really easy to look at a person with whom you disagree and see an enemy. However, we all have the capacity to feel the same types of emotions, whether these are fear, anger, or joy. We also have the same basic needs. When you try to recognize that beneath any disagreement are two people who need love and respect, it's not so easy to see someone you disagree with as an enemy. Consider your own attitude. When you find yourself in a disagreement with someone else, ask yourself what you are wanting out of the interaction. Do you want to see the other person punished? Is this about winning or being right? Wanting to see another person punished presumes that you know best, a dangerously arrogant attitude. Wanting to win or insisting on being right is a kind of vanity that indicates navel-gazing. Suspend your own viewpoint. When you are trying to understand another person's feeling, your own point of view isn't a necessary perspective. In fact, it gets in the way of seeing another's point of view. Remember that suspending your views is not the same as dropping them or changing them. Your viewpoint will still be there if you need it.